If you have a copy of God's Word, join me in 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, we're going to be looking at just a couple of verses today as we enter into what is the second section of this letter that Peter writes to these believers who were struggling. They were facing difficulty. They were facing persecution. They were facing isolation in their culture. They were realizing that in following Jesus, they were drastically different in how they thought, how they approached life, and how they engaged in the world around them. And Peter reminds them in the first part of their letter that if we want to experience living hope, then we need to first understand who we are in Christ. Our identity in Christ truly matters. I think if there's anything that's important in this day and age, it's to understand that in the world we live in today, with all the pressures we face, the peer pressures, the society pressures, the cultural pressures to cave in and give in and believe the false narrative being taught in our world today concerning what is true, we need to be reminded as God's people that we are not of this world. We are truly the children of God, and our identity as the people of God really, really matters. And then he moves in the section we're about to begin to look at, talking about our obedience to Christ helps us to experience living hope. And he gives us kind of an introduction in these verses, and it's maybe not the introduction that we want to hear, but I believe it's one fitting and helpful to finding, experiencing living hope in the world we live in today. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 and 12 says this: "Behold, I urge you,